That down a little bit. May the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I was thinking this morning, actually, I feel like the Lord just dropped this little phrase in my mind, and he said, Chuck, I don't need your help, but I do need a hand. I thought, what? That sounds like a contradiction. And he said, again, he said, I don't need your help, but I do need you to lend a hand. It reminded me of the scripture from Acts 19. And it says that God was performing extraordinary miracles by the hands of Paul. And the Lord just reminded me again that, you know, I may not be walking out the perfection of my union with Christ, but I'm in perfect union with Christ. And I'm the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ corporately, and we, like the local church we were talking about, the fullness of the church around the world is in every local parish. And the fullness of the body of Christ is in every individual. And we carry his life in union with him, and we live from that reality. I think that no matter how much you meditate on that concept, it's always so much bigger than you could ever imagine, these unsearchable riches of Christ that's ours. But this thing that says that I'm the body of Christ and that the Lord performed, we're not called to perform for God. As a matter of fact, having been filled with the Spirit and getting understanding his union with Christ as Jesus walked in union with the Father, Peter said this in verse 22 of Acts 2. Men of Israel, listen to these words, Jesus the Nazarene, a man approved or attested to you by God, with miracles and wonders and signs which God performed through him in your midst, just as you yourself know. Jesus said in John 14:10, that it was the Father who did the works in him. And so here he talks about a man approved by God or attested to by God. A God-approved man or God-approved woman is not someone who's stressingly trying to perform for God. Because if you do, then you're going to compare what you do to everybody around you. It promotes a lot of insecurity and exhaustion spiritually. God is the one who performs the Christian life. But we have to lend him a hand, and we have to lend him some lips. We have to lend him some ears, and we have to lend him a mind and feet and a heart through which he can do that. But it's the one, he's the one who performs the extraordinary miracles. Not us, but he does it through our hands. Well, the pressure's off. Because left to myself, I understand my weakness. Left to myself, I understand clearly my limitation. The wonders of the new birth and new creation is that you're no longer left to that self. Galatians says, I'm crucified with Christ. I'm no longer alive. But Christ lives in me. That purely independent self no longer exists. We looked at this on Wednesday night, finishing up our study on revival through the book of Joel. He's talking about the army of God moving in, walking in breakthrough. I love this. He says, verse 9 of chapter 3, prepare, proclaim the among the nations, prepare a war and rouse the mighty men. Let all the soldiers draw near. let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords. We know where it talks about doing the other thing, but we're in a time of war. And your pruning hooks into spears. And let the weak say, I am a mighty man or a mighty woman. He doesn't deny the fact that we're weak. But that's not our identity we're left with anymore. Again, in our weakness, his strength is made perfect. But what he says is, let the weak say, I'm a mighty man or a mighty woman. Why? Because it's God who performs the Christian life and performs the ministry and signs and wonders through me. He doesn't need my help. He just needs me to lend him a body so that he can continue to do what he's always done, but he needs a body through which to do it. The continuation of the life of Christ on the earth is the church. This first account I composed, Theophilus, about all that Jesus began to do and teach. He's talking about the book of Luke. I love what he says there. The first account I composed, Theophilus, about all that Jesus began to do and teach. Extrapolate that sentence. Now I'm going to talk to you about all the things that Jesus continues to do and teach. But through what? A different body called his church. But it's Jesus doing the work and teaching. We're just the borrowed body through which he lives. We're now the body of Christ. That's what, if it was up to me to go to perform extraordinary signs and wonders for him, man, it'd be all the comparison, all the running around, trying to get juiced up more. Have you prayed up enough? Have you done all that kind of stuff? But it's him. And the fact that apart from him, I'm weak is irrelevant. Because that's the ultimate, you know, we talked about in Lazarus that what we have in our members is this law of sin. Its chief characteristics is radical self-centeredness. And anytime I stop and evaluate what I'm able to do or not able to do in Christ based on my weakness, I'm living in sin. That's not humility. I'm practicing radical self-centeredness because there's more to me than that. We've said this over and over again. Jesus is what God believes about you because he's your life. And so where's the disconnect? How do you, it's just believing and ignoring the screaming and clattering and screaming of the law of sin and just going out, believing the truth that I'm a mighty man because I'm in Christ. My weaknesses are irrelevant. His strength is the only thing that matters because it says, for when I am weak, then I'm strong. And we were talking about this in our Bishop's Council meeting. Of the people that I know, names some of you are familiar with, not familiar with, you know, the Bill Johnsons, Randy Clarks, especially those out in the street like the Todd Whites and the Robbie Dawsons, there's only one difference. They're not more anointed than you are. You got the anointing. Again, we said you can mark that, check that box. You're in Christ. Seated in heavenly places, blessed with every spiritual blessing. It says in 2 Corinthians 1, and you have been anointed in Christ. It actually says in 1 John 2 that you actually have his anointing. He's the only one in Scripture in the New Testament that's referred to as the anointed one, Christ. There's only one who's anointed, it's Jesus. You're in union with him. What's the difference? Faith looks like something. The difference between the Robbie Dawsons and the Todd Whites is simple boldness. They just lend him a hand. Paul, God performed extraordinary miracles through the hands of Paul, but if Paul kept his hands in a pocket, never went out and extended those hands to touch people, then God couldn't do what God wanted to do. That's the only thing that's different. Not because they're extraordinary people. It's because they're in Christ. But they just simply ignore the thing that's screaming, I'm so weak, I'm so weak. And they trust the reality, but I'm a mighty man in God. I'm not mighty, he's mighty, but because he's mighty, we're one. It's him. And they go out and they take it for a spin. And the more you do, the more God does. Just that true. You know, I'm so glad that I'm not imprisoned by my weakness. I'm liberated by his strength. I'm so grateful that I don't have to try to perform for him. That doesn't work out well because that's weakness trying to perform. I'm so grateful that he performs through me. He just needs this weak humanity. He said he would manifest himself through my mortal flesh. We have this treasure in an earthen vessel, a weak, fragile clay pot, so that God can show off. So that the surpassing greatness of the power would be of God and not of ourselves. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.